take a poetic license here and welcome my firstborn, number one son, Jacob Ames. Good morning to you.
Morning, Pops.
No, you're going to have to, you're gonna talk.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
To talk
morning, Pops.
Yeah, when you sing, you don't have to be so close.
Okay.
All right, so how are you, son?
I'm doing really good.
Good?
Yeah.
Big surprise. I woke up Sunday morning and you were at home.
Yes.
Driven in from Austin overnight and got a chance to visit with you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I had a gig yesterday, but it was the wrong day.
It was actually
Mother's Day that I had the show.
Okay. Yeah. So you figured you'd come in and surprise your mother for an early Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how's life in the big city compared to life in Kerrville, Texas?
Well, it's pretty grand right now. I'm extremely busy.
Yeah.
And it's the way I'd like for it to be. But outside of that, just trying to get used to living in a city
Yeah, city life is for young folks, man.
Yeah,
everybody needs to experience the big city when they're young. And
that's the thing is that like 10 years ago, Austin wouldn't be a big city.
Well, I know,
and
it's sure gone haywire.
Yeah,
since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there are places that are closing down since I've been there, which has not been very long. Like,
yeah, you've been there what 15 months about?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, no, it's been a month. It's been a year and a half.
It was January.
Oh, was it May?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
16 months.
Yeah.
So, you've got a full-time job.
Uh-huh.
You've got great hours. You don't go to work till 11 o'clock in the morning. So, it allows you to explore your musical endeavors.
Yeah.
You've got two big projects that you're working in.
Uh-huh.
And then your solo stuff that you're doing.
You know, that's only been recently, but, I'm trying to, I'm doing that on the side as a little extra cash.
Right.
But, you know, I haven't done solo shows in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
With the Stacks and with Continental Drift is the other band that I'm in.
Right.
And it's a big 10-piece, Afrobeat band.
Right.
Yeah. And I play lead guitar for that. And that band's been keeping me real busy and introducing me to a lot of people in the music scene.
So 10-piece, you guys got a horn section.
Yeah, three horns.
Three horns. You've got a percussion section,
mm-hmm.
keyboards,
mm-hmm.
bass, drum, two guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys alternate back and forth on a little on licks from time to time.
Yeah, that's actually a lot of fun. I've never worked with another guitar player before like that.
Right.
And so he'd play like a root note of whatever it is that we're working on. I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna play a fifth of that or something, and it ends up having this like kind of psychedelic Allman Brothers kind of sound to it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's Afrobeat, but with prominent guitars, because that's the thing with Afrobeat is that a lot of it's all horn driven,
right.
Horn and percussion driven for sure, and a little bit keys are kind of like the closest thing to what a normal like electric guitar would have in a band is keys is kind of like the other
right.
lead instrument,
right?
But we have it's a great cast of musicians. Our Barry Sax player is unreal. He's probably one of my favorite musicians I've ever met.
Get it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a chance to see you guys play about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, which was the first time that we had seen y'all play, and I was really amazed at the sounds that you guys generate. It's great listening music, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. Of course, it's all instrumental.
Yeah.
And it is...
Well, that actually might change soon.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me that yesterday. What do y'all got planned?
So we're talking with, and I don't know if your listeners may know who this is, but the guy's name is Alex Moss. He has a band out of Austin called the Black Angels,
mm-hmm.
and they're big in the they're kind of the guys that like brought back psych rock.
Mm-hmm.
They were instrumental in like getting Rocky Erickson back out on
with 13-floor elevators.
Well, just in general.
His deal.
Yeah, doing his deal,
and
yeah.
And now the elevators are starting to make some moves to
Actually, together. So next weekend is the Austin Psych Fest. It's not called Levitation, but their 13-floor elevators are playing. Right. It's 50th year anniversary.
Amazing.
I know. It's and
that's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm kind of floored by it. You know,
of course, ties to Kerrville, 13th floor.
Yes.
John Ike Walton and Ronnie Leatherman.
Yes, I feel like not enough people know about that in Kerrville either.
Yeah, I think that you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, both those guys are very instrumental in the early success of 13th floor elevators.
Yeah. Yeah, and... yeah, and they're playing this festival where people from all over the world have heard of them. Like people from, like they have a huge presence in Europe. They have festivals in Europe, like in France and England and I think Italy. And when I was there last year, I met half the people I met were from
Europe.
Europe,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
And they came just for this festival. And yeah, that's the okay. So yeah, that's the thing is that Alex Moss, yeah, he's the lead singer of the Black Angels, and we're working on a 3-song EP right now, and most of our songs are like 7 to 8 minutes long.
Right.
So that's almost an album's worth, you know. So we're gonna do that first, and then throughout the summer. We're going to go in and cut a 7-inch vinyl with Alex Moss singing a cover with us on the first one, and then I think on the B side we're going to have we're composing a song to have him sing.
Original.
With us.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that will be a new direction for the band to have vocals in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing is that like it'll be Alex Moss featuring
Continental Drift. How cool is that?
Yeah. So that's we're real excited about
that. Well, that'll give you some big exposure over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band that you had when you were here was the Stacks when
you
lived here. And since you moved to Austin, you've kind of retooled the band a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
New personnel.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing a little bit as well.
Yeah, quite a bit actually. And that's the other thing is that in itself has been exciting as well because we've been playing a lot of interesting shows recently, and we are going into record as well in May. So both bands that I'm playing in are recording, and it's going to start in May, and I'm sure it won't be done till like June or July altogether.
Right.
So I feel like that I haven't quite felt like I've taken on more than I can chew yet, but I'm definitely excited as to what's going on. With both bands.
That's
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah, that way you can get some stuff out in people's hands, and they can start listening to it and start that trip.
Yeah,
you bet. Very good. Well, I see you have got a guitar in your hands. You want to
it's not my guitar.
Something for
I don't know where I got this guitar
you
from.
Do a little something for it.
Yeah, for sure. I was gonna start out with a Harry Nilsson tune.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Harry Nilsson.
Yeah. It's called 1941, and it's probably my favorite song by him.
Okay.
So. With a 1941, happy father had a son. In my 1944, the father walked right out the door. And in 45, the mom and son were still alive. But who could tell in 46 if the two were to survive? Well, the years were passing quickly, but not fast enough for him. So he closed his eyes through 55, and he opened them up again. He looked around, and he saw a clown. The clown seemed very gay. And he went that night to join the circus clown and run away. Do 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 do. Da-da-da-da-ba-ba. Da-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Da-da-da-da-ba-da-da-da. Well, he followed every railroad track and every highway sign. And he had a girl in each new town and the towns he left behind. The road was the only road that he ever knew. The color of his dreams was slowly turning into blue. Then he met a girl, the kind of girl that he wanted all of his life. She was soft and kind and good to him, so he asked her as his wife. They bought a house not far from town, and in a little while the girl came home from the doctor and she had herself a smile. Well, in 1961, a happy father had a son. And by 1964, the father walked right out the door. And in 65, the mom and son were still alive. But who would tell the boy when the circus came to town? Silly, man.
Jacob Ames, our guest in the studio this morning, a cover by Harry Nilsson, 1941. Our time right now is 7:44, and we've got Jake Ames in the studio, and give us a little something. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play one of my older originals. It's called The Garden.
The Garden.
Okay. I do want to say, real quickly, though, that kind of goofed up. For those out there who know who Harry Nilsson is and know his music, I'm sorry for messing up that last verse.
That's early in the morning. You rock stars aren't used to being up and at them this morning. This time of the morning.
There's a great version of that song that he plays acoustic, and he messes up at the end too. So that's I'll take that. Oh yeah, yeah. This guitar sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
By the way,
all right.
All right, here we go. Hold on. There we go. Cry for help wasn't heard. But an escape could work. Blind eyes do find a way. As long as the scent is fresh.
What did your father say to you? Was it unkind? Was it true? A simple tease was not enough. Can you find no one to confide? You better run from this garden. You can try if you might. But a fight has to take place. To deny a false fate. Is a legacy of life. Take a bite of my apple, tell me what you see. All knowledge is yours, now let your mind feed. Take it from me in the tree, you're better off alone. What are you gonna do now that you're on your own? You better run from this garden.
The studio audience likes it, that's for sure. Jake Ames in studio with us this morning. It is 7:50. We need to take a short break. And we'll be back with one more from him before we get out of here. Stay tuned. All right, Kerry, thanks. 7:53. It is 66 degrees. Got Jake Ames in studio this morning. And he's playing us a little stuff here. Another original?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's hear it. What's it called?
I don't have a name for it yet. It's called affectionately, The Whistle Song.
The Whistle Song. Okay.
Please, just please, let me speak. I'm sure you'll see the rest of me in a short while. If there's a chance that I could leave, I'd jump right out of this building just to let you go. And I can see that the sun is shining through your window. And I just want you to know, well, how I feel. Thank you.
The words are trapped inside of me so that I can't tell you anything you ought to know. I'm skating on a thin line, holding nothing but the cane that will pull me off. And I can see that the sun is shining through your window. And I just want you to know, well, how I feel. Say what you will, but there's no way I could kill this morning. By letting go,
mighty fine. I like that. That is nice.
Thanks, Bob's.
The Whistle Song.
Huh? Don't call it that. I'll come up with a better name, I promise.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting up early and coming and hanging out with your old dad today.
Pops.
I appreciate that.
I'm glad to be here, Dad.
All right. Well, make sure next time you come back that you come back and play some more for us.
Yeah. Hopefully next time around I'll have something physical. Like a...
All right, yeah.
I can hand to you too.
Okay, very good. So. Very good, okay. Number one son, Jake Ames. Always a pleasure. Take care of yourself, Sonny.
Thanks, Pops.
All right, buddy.